is Kathy Aurelia, KETSIA AURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner at the Physicians for William A. Luiti. WILLIAN, middle initial A, last name LUEDDE. This patient was seen on November 28th. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 4. This CKD fluctuates between stage 3B and stage 4 and is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, and hypertension. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 32 from 30, creatinine of 2.27 from 1.86, and a GFR of 28 from 32. There is a significant proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 216 milligrams. And no activity in the urinary sediment. He denies any urinary symptoms. Period. Next line, hyperkalemia, which is likely related to his intake of supplemental potassium, as well as his elevated A1C. Period. Per the patient, he takes potassium supplements due to leg cramps. Period. We educated him on the importance of discontinuation of the potassium supplements, especially since his serum potassium is elevated at 5.4. Period. We spent a great deal discussing the potential risks involved with elevated potassium, which includes cardiovascular irregularities and advised him to discontinue it. However, the patient seems very reluctant and is adamant that the potassium helps with leg cramping. Period. Next line, hypercalcemia, which is likely related to his intake of vitamin D. He is taking vitamin D3, 2,000 units. We advise him to take it every other day instead of daily. His serum calcium is 10 from 9.4. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 8.4 from 7.4. We instructed him on the importance of following a low purine diet, and provided him with written education on the recommended dietary restrictions. Period. We started him on allopurinol 100 milligrams on tablet daily for the hyperuricemia. Next line. We started him on Uloric. Disregard the line about allopurinol. We started him on Uloric 40 milligrams for the hyperuricemia. Period. We couldn't start him on we could not start him on allopurinol due to his advanced GFR of 28. Since the allopurinol could be nephrotoxic in GFRs that are lower than 30. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. We provided him with samples of Rybelsus to help manage his A1C. We also instructed him on the importance of maintaining a diet that is low in simple carbohydrates. Period. The for the patient, he has not adhered to a diabetic diet since the last visit and has been eating anything he wanted. Period, we will continue to monitor. Next line, COPD. According to the patient, he has a very low lung capacity of 0.29, and he is getting ready to start on supplemental oxygen, period. He follows with Dr. Wong, pulmonologist, W-O-N-G. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is stable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, next line. We are going to reevaluate this case and in 3 months with laboratory workup and